Iman Gadzi portrays himself as an exemplary entrepreneur, a millionaire at just 18 years old, and an $85 million net worth by 23. From agency owner to YouTube star, he's had a meteoric rise. On the surface, he seems perfect. A little too perfect. He's as charismatic and polished as they come. And so far, he's escaped any kind of scrutiny. Until now. Iman has grown to nearly 5 million subscribers on YouTube, over 1.7 million on Instagram, and has clips viewed by millions more. His young fan base loves him and is hungry for wealth and success. But is he just another course seller promoting the dream or the real deal? Did his NFT actually deliver or just crumble into the typical wasteland of empty promises and empty bank accounts? I dug deeper to find out. While researching this video, he found out I was digging and tried to cover his tracks, but this train is full steam ahead. Let's dive in. Iman Gadzi has carefully curated an image of a successful entrepreneur and investor. But what if that isn't entirely true? He seems to have a large and loyal audience, but that doesn't stop him from buying bot comments. Here, on a mini viral video from a small YouTuber named Switzy, you can see Iman's name among several other botted comments. Looks like she forgot to remove Iman's name from her bot script. Switzy is also in Dubai, so it wouldn't surprise me at all if Iman hooked him up with this bot guy. Fake comments aside, there's no doubt in my mind that Iman is wealthy. Yes, influencers can max credit cards to rent a supercar for a day, but his lifestyle is not cheap. What matters most to me is the source of the funds and if the guru is as legitimate as they claim. Iman is a course seller, one that likely makes millions of dollars a year. You've probably seen one of his ads recently. A major component of his sales pitch is that he had a tough life growing up.
I'm an only child and I just had a difficult upbringing.
I try not to dive too deep into people's personal lives, but he includes it in his brand image and I found this next segment contradictory.
Eventually she like moved over there and took me with her and my stepdad, it was like this like fairy tale. You know, my stepdad was quite wealthy.
In addition to a new life in a new country, Iman was sent to a better school.
So he put me into private school, expensive private school. So as I said, like this is literally like a fairy tale, or supposed to be like a fairy tale ending, you know.
How much money the dad had, we don't know, but this statement should give us an idea on the tax bracket.
My stepdad moved to Dubai when I was 8 years old. So from 8 years old, he lived in Dubai and he was only back in London for, you know, 90 days, 120 days a year, but he was also allowed more days because he had a family. So it was this weird chess move where basically he saved a lot of money on taxes.
Country hacking for tax reduction purposes is an honest signal of wealth. What appeared at first to be a great situation eventually soured and they got divorced. Apparently he was never around for Iman's childhood. Iman is now partially living in Dubai, like father, like son. Eager to make a better life for him and his mom, Iman began posting videos on YouTube with the goal of becoming a sponsored fitness influencer. It's hard to believe he and his mom were struggling that much though, with him posting about his trips to Italy on his channel.
Alright guys, so I am back from Italy. I went away for the weekend. Do I look tanned at all?
If you're actually struggling financially, unlike these millionaire gurus, therapy can help you get through tough times. That's why I partner with today's sponsor, BetterHelp. With BetterHelp, we all can have access to a therapist who can provide us with helpful, unbiased advice if our mental health is suffering. I went to therapy a couple years ago when I really needed it and would recommend others doing the same. An estimated more than 1 in 5 US adults experienced mental health challenges in 2021, which totals nearly 60 million people. In response to this, companies like BetterHelp connect you with a licensed therapist who is trained to be a support system while you're in need. If you find yourself struggling with mental health, it's okay to admit it to yourself and seek out solutions. And hiring a pro is usually the best way to solve problems. The therapist they pick for you will have tons of experience dealing with whatever you're going through. Every single one of their therapists is licensed, has a master's or doctorate degree, and has spent over 3 years and 1,000 hours working with people just like you. And if you need to switch therapists for whatever reason, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch with no cost or worry. If you think therapy is for you, you can join the over 4 million people who have used BetterHelp. Use my link betterhelp.com/SpencerCornelia or choose Spencer Cornelia during sign up for a special discount off your first month of therapy. At this point, it was clear that he was eager to become an influencer and create a career on social media. By networking and growing a small following, he was able to land a sponsorship deal which gave him the first taste of YouTube success. To his credit, he was allegedly pretty savvy with social media during his early teenage years.
Actually, how back in 2014, I got into the world of flipping Instagram accounts. Then when kids found out at my school, I mean, they basically just flamed me for, you know, the longest amount. It didn't matter that I was making, you know, $500, $1,000 a month from the side hustle.
His YouTube channel eventually led him to starting an agency for social media marketing services.
So I signed my first client. It was content creation, editing, social media management, and distribution for $380 a month. And that was August of 2016. It was actually my old football club.
I had Athlete, then Zebra Fuel, then Furo Systems. And then the one after was a personal trainer called James Taylor. So the way I actually got all of these clients was Instagram DM.
I believe he had a little success with his agency. Study his content closely enough and you can watch the jumps he was making from starting out to building a team to running what appeared to be a legitimate agency, but the timeline and business filings strained credibility. In July 2017, at age 17, he posted this.
So what I want to talk about today is what I learned creating a six-figure business at the age of 17. Just to clarify, my marketing agency has not made 100,000 pounds yet. And when I say 100,000, I mean that in pounds and profit. It hasn't made that yet, but it's very much on track to do so and to surpass that.
And then a year later, he claims to have a $1 million net worth. He was born in 2000, so that would mean $1 million in 2018.
I made my first million at the ripe age of 18 years old.
Let's see how truthful this claim is. One of his businesses named IAG Online Services was incorporated in 2018. Here's the certificate showing January 31, 2018 as the official start date. In the UK, even private businesses have to submit paperwork and asset documents, which is how I access this data.
You know, and then I started scaling to like 50, 60, 70K a month.
The balance sheet shows this company had less than $300,000 in assets. I watched a lot of his videos around this time and there was no indication of other assets owned, such as real estate, stocks, or private equity in other businesses. This is the balance sheet for 2023 that shows the company is having only $177,000 in assets.
You know, 60K a month or whatever to where I am right now at like roughly 200K a month profit.
It's true that companies don't always keep large cash or asset reserves, but the timeline of his business filings raises even more eyebrows. Another company I found tied to his name is IAG Asset Holdings that was incorporated in 2020. This company also didn't do anything and dissolved less than a year later. Nice Stuff Limited was incorporated in 2019 and did absolutely nothing before dissolving a couple years later. Agency Flow Limited was incorporated December 2021. The balance sheet shows that they have around $315,000 in total assets. Big Day Lifestyle was incorporated in November 2023. This is for his new drink that he promotes regularly on his Twitter. With all that said, where's the proof of him making millions from his agency? It's possible I'm missing something, but I couldn't find anything indicating his agency was still making millions or ever did. Eman states that he closed his agency in 2022, so this begs the question I always ask in cases like these. If his agency was so profitable, why didn't he sell it? Eman posted on Facebook that he hates people who don't practice what they preach. Eman, since you make all of your money selling a course on running an agency, but don't run an agency yourself, does that mean you hate yourself? Here's the best part. And yet, here's me, chained to my laptop, working late at night. This isn't how you should run an agency, E-man. The good news is, that's not how I run mine. IAG Media takes up, at most, 4 or 5 hours a week of my time. IAG Media was incorporated in November 2017. This company didn't do anything and shut down less than a year later. This company has been dissolved since August 14, 2018. IAG Media only took up 4 or 5 hours a week of E-man's time, his words, because it wasn't doing any business. His 4-hour work week was 4 hours because he had no clients. So what happens when your business isn't making any money?
Ladies and gentlemen, this video is not clickbait. On the 6-year anniversary of signing my first client back in August of 2016, I'm shutting my agency down. 6 years of blood, sweat, and tears, a 6-year journey that took me from a broke high school student to a multi-millionaire.
Tell me if you've heard this one before. Business owner shuts down business that makes a lot of money. I haven't. Honestly, I haven't because it doesn't happen. And if they want to move on, they sell the business. Simple as that. They can even accept a lowball offer if they want. Someone will buy a profitable business. You can guarantee that. I run a 7-figure agency using systems and processes. I haven't seen any proof.
That really showed it in 2021, where at my agency, IAG Media, we had our best year and we also had our best single month at $160,000 in profit.
Again, I haven't seen any proof. Eman has successfully convinced everyone that he's a mogul agency owner when his business's balance sheets indicate something else. His course could be amazing. It could have thousands of successful students. His software upsell could be everything these customers need. Sure, I hope that's the case. But I think Eman realized that selling a highly priced course was how you actually make money in the super competitive agency world. He's not the first and won't be the last.
Confident he'll be a billionaire by the time he's 35. He is very disciplined with anything financial in his life.
My favorite trait about Eman is he's in this next wave of wannabe entrepreneurs who try to brand themselves as a 9-figure business owner, but he's just a glorified course seller following the failure of a small-time marketing agency. And through sheer charisma and video production quality, he's somehow convinced everyone he's one of the legit ones. The biggest tell of these guys is that with each new wave, they add a figure to their marketing, constantly trying to one-up each other. First, it was 6-figure, then 7, then 8, and soon to be 9. Do you really think that these industry expert gurus went from making a few $100,000 a year to becoming billionaires overnight? Or more likely, did they just need to pretend to be making more to sell more courses than the other guys? Now it's time to discuss what we've all been waiting for, Eman's NFT project.
What are you excited about right now? Definitely GCC.
Like all high-end entrepreneurs, he released an NFT project in 2022 to ensure he'd be featured in the next Forbes 30 Under 30 magazine. He pitched the Gents Croquet Club as a private gentleman's club for dudes to network and link up with some high-end gents across the world. For the past several decades, Gentleman's Club has referred to strip clubs, so you'd expect them to have women around, but no such luck. Not sure why so many guys want to pay so much money to hang out with other guys without a gal in sight, but to each their own. The Gentleman's Croquet Club NFT offers Brotherhood, which while lacking in today's society, is available in many cities at a much lower cost and with greater reward. VIP access, which highly implies access to E-Man directly, a major reason for many members joining, I'm sure. Here's one member's comment on E-Man's involvement or lack thereof.
He never came into the voice channel. He never engaged in the chat. And when he finally addressed it because the community was calling him out, he said he was way too busy focusing on building the project. That's why he hired the moderators, and that's why he pays Peter to be in Discord all day.
And of course, wealth creation is promised if you join. And how is that wealth made? With a private research team, of course, guiding you on crypto, NFTs, and my personal favorite, metaverse real estate. The only form of real estate I'm aware of that doesn't have actual dirt underneath it. This joke, market collapsed in less than 2 years and now only has 20 people trading in it. Even this guy could have 20 people show up to his virtual barbecue. GCC was launched in May 2022.
When you were launching your NFT project, how much money did you actually make on the launch?
On that day, we did $4.4 million. I personally took home like, because there were costs. I also had, our developer team. Yeah. I had a co-founder in that. So I personally took home roughly around like 2.8.
Anyone with an ounce of business knowledge knew all along that the NFT model didn't make sense because there was no recurring revenue to support the promises made to the customers. It was all predicated on the promise of a speculative market that never actually existed, and these NFT bros pretend they didn't promise. Wink, wink.
You made $2.8 million, and I'm like, yeah, that's also my salary for the next 20 years.
And this is the inherent problem. It isn't enough money for him to care, as we'll see in a minute.
These projects thrive on influencer-fueled hype, tapping on people's fear of missing out, pumping the price up. However, you have to remember that eventually, there's always the last fool, and they find themselves holding onto a project with zero utility that serves them no purpose while seeing 70, 80, and sometimes even 90% losses in their initial investment.
Oh, the irony. So he knew the expected failure rate and did it anyway, but that's not what E-Man led his holders to believe. Here's one holder's account of E-Man's broken promises.
E-Man broke his word, period. Going back to that marketing message, this is the NFT that you will never sell. You will never flip it. I really felt that he broke the trust that he was not a man of his word. Like, my biggest beef really is you can't be a lifetime member and keep the NFT at the same time too, because for me, that is sketch. I was scammed.
This project's mint was $4,500 and was promoted as a place to network, learn how to trade crypto from an expert, access events, and be a message away from E-Man. Most importantly, they were promised that E-Man would leverage his social media profiles to market the project. NFT projects all follow the greater fool theory, so marketing the project to millions is a great value because it increases the chance of a greater fool wanting to buy your NFT, but what happens if there isn't any marketing? E-Man promised an end-of-month report for NFT holders. In a message delivered on January 12, 2023, E-Man wrote that he will be marketing the project at the top of his lungs that year, even saying he'd be dropping a marketing nuke for the project. On February 7, 2023, E-Man wrote that it was time to build GCC into one of the most prestigious men's clubs in the world, along with a video about a Web2 announcement. A couple months later, E-Man then sent this video to the community members.
Gentlemen, I'm just going to have a very open and honest conversation with you guys today. The things that I've seen in the NFT world, I never thought I would see in the world of business in my entire life.
He shares that they make zero revenue, zero form of reliable banking, and can't operate as a Web3 company. They also aren't able to offer the alleged utility of the NFT, a concierge service, for free because it costs $3,000 per year. This is a surprise to no one. NFTs were the most obvious scam of all time, and yet people still fell for them because of the promises being made by the influencers.
The hurdles that NFT projects have had to face would shut any business down, and not only just shut businesses down, it would cause riot, it would cause panic.
The riots are actually from all of the customers who bought into these projects thinking there would be something of value offered and the NFTs could be sold years later. E-Man also stated that they needed to switch to Web2 for the project instead of Web3.
So it's currently $10,000 a year, we'll be moving to $12,000 a year very shortly.
If you want to know how E-Man pays for his lifestyle, look no further than his fans paying $10,000 to be in his community.
Now, for those of you that hold five or more, you will get 3 years access to the inner circle, and this is something we're going to be charging $50,000 a year for.
This would be an amazing value if you were in a group with elite power players in your industry, but it's really just learning from E-Man, the glorified course seller, and a few Discord messages from his team for $50,000.
The one massive oversight is it said that I didn't realize, just how many of you guys used GCC as an investment strategy rather than for its utility.
Majority of the people buying NFTs were doing so because these projects were hyped to the moon by someone with influence, and they anticipated being able to make money. When the market bottom fell out, people lost money, and allegedly business-savvy people like Iman acted surprised. Reminder that the mint price was around $4,500, and some people paid a lot more.
But for those that don't do anything with it by August 1st, as in they don't transfer it to Web2, they don't sell it, and they don't transfer it, I will give a 4,500 USDC refund.
This sounds great. Iman is offering a full refund, but there's more to this story. By April 2023, less than a year after minting this project, Iman already realized it was a failed endeavor. In a message to the group, he claims that you can trade in your NFT for access to what will now be a Web2 membership group. GCC is the entire group, and the more expensive Inner Circle was the more exclusive group. He further claims in the video to be excited about the future of GCC and how awesome of a community he'll be building. His Instagram account at this time followed all of his other businesses, but did not follow GCC. On July 5th, 2023, the two guys now running the show posted an update video for the group and addressed the refund claim.
Essentially, the initial deadline was August 1st. We are giving 12 months on that deadline. So that deadline is now being pushed back to July 2024.
This seemed promising for the many holders who wanted a refund. They simply needed to make a decision within the following few months.
We believe that with like 12 months of events and other plans outlined in the future of GCC, that this gives members who are looking to leave a far more attractive exit strategy.
He's basically explaining how holding the token for 12 months will make it easier to dump on the next greater fool, since the perception of the token will be more valuable after some more events. Despite these claims, I have multiple screenshots of GCC holders asking Ali for a refund, and his response is that there are no refunds available. I could not find any evidence of any refunds that were actually processed.
You won't find another person on earth who's willing to put up their own money personally to try to save and solve a situation like this.
Iman routinely mentions how much money he makes to the holders, so a little refund of a couple grand shouldn't matter much, right? Here he claims to average a take-home pay of $1 million a month from his Web2 businesses and rejected an eight-figure offer for a software company. He even states that you'd be stupid to believe he did this for money.
Although we believe strongly that the market will give the opportunity for the people to exit at a better rate than any refund would have.
My sources have told me that they pulled the offer to refund and haven't granted any to date. This is equivalent to someone walking into Home Depot and asking for a refund on their hammer that broke after opening the package, only to have the person tell them to wait another 12 months for inflation to cause hammers to be worth more. The NFTs are now selling for around $23, so good luck exiting your position. And the trading activity is basically dead as well. As Iman's social media accounts get bigger and he likely made more money from his courses, his attention to GCC waned to the point of being non-existent in the chats. People paid good money thinking most of the value would be access to this young entrepreneur who positioned himself as an excellent investor, knowledgeable businessman, and someone with access to a high-end social network. Instead, they got a worthless NFT, access to a Discord, and invitation to a couple events that would be logistically challenging to attend. Some holders started complaining, then reached out to me, and what do you know? Iman's cover-up began. My sources began asking people in GCC to help assist me with this video. Iman's team caught wind of this, and magically Iman showed up out of the shadows and followed GCC on Instagram again. Then came this announcement from Iman.
All right, guys, so I just wanted to pop in with some very, very exciting news. GCC members will now get access to multiple Educate products for free.
I like having this much power over scammers, but that didn't sound like a full refund offer to me. With Iman constantly telling people how much money he's worth and making yearly, a small refund to those who want it shouldn't be too big of an ask. Is he fabricating his income and net worth numbers, or is his ego just too big to care? A couple quick final notes. One, there was a sizable group of holders who considered this a scam who have notified me that Iman and company are working on the project again since finding out about my video. Two, some of the lost utility of the project that Iman promised was outside of his control. His concierge service getting pulled as an example. Three, some people notified me that they've had a good experience with GCC, so not every holder considers it a scam. Four, the end goal for victims of scams is to no longer feel like they were scammed, so if Iman is able to make it right and this video was the catalyst, then that's great news.
I think in this world, you can get pretty far by doing some pretty shitty stuff, but at the end of the day, that karma always comes back to you.
I agree. Thanks for watching.